Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. An angry mob broke into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office yesterday, disrupting official government business. Seven were arrested after getting on their knees and shouting and demanding more money be put into PEPFAR. That is the HIV AIDS relief program. The money for the global AIDS program ends September 30th, unless reauthorized. Speaker McCarthy was not injured in the incident. The biggest tech monopoly trial since the Department of Justice challenged Microsoft more than 20 years ago is set to begin today. The trial is a chance for the Department of Justice to prove it can bring a successful anti-monopoly case in the modern digital age to Google. The case is expected to last 10 weeks. Presidential candidate Donald Trump wants the federal judge in D.C. presiding over his alleged 2020 election subversion case to recuse herself.
Former President Trump's legal team filed a recusal motion on Monday targeting U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. They raised concerns about her impartiality, citing her prior statements, including a suggestion that Trump should be prosecuted and imprisoned. Chutkan, a former assistant public defender, was nominated to the bench by President Barack Obama. Chutkan has stood out as one of the toughest punishers of January 6th defendants. She has often handed down prison terms in January 6th cases that are harsher than Justice Department prosecutors recommended. I'm John Schaefer.
Disney and Charter have reached a deal ending the blackout of ESPN. The agreement restores channels, including ESPN, to Charter's nearly 15 million subscribers, and it allows the cable operator to provide the Disney Plus and ESPN Plus streaming services to its Spectrum pay TV customers. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Tuesday underway. We are USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
An American researcher from New York will now be recovering after rescue crews successfully recovered him from deep in a Turkish mountain cave.
Mark Dickey was stuck in a dark cavern in southern Turkey for the better part of a week while cave diving doctors and rescuers from around the world came in to help. Ultimately, doctors decided Dickey would be able to make parts of the climb out himself while being pulled on a stretcher part of the way as well. Dickey was on a cave mapping expedition and suffered severe stomach pain and bleeding and was too ill to continue. It's still unclear what caused his problem. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An updated COVID-19 vaccine has been signed off by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The new vaccine is seen as a way to fight off the new Omicron subvariant of the coronavirus. The booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech have been approved for people 12 and older, but can also be approved for people 6 months to 11 years old for emergency use. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, a group of independent experts that advises the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on its vaccination decision, will meet on Tuesday. After the CDC director signs off on these, the updated vaccines could become available very quickly. I'm John Schaefer.
The Kremlin announced North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for an official state visit. The statement said they'll meet in the next few days. Appreciate you being there, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Kevin Stocklin from Epoch Times, an investigative reporter, joins us now. And got several topics to talk about, especially in light of, you know, President Biden's G20 meetings and the talk of, you know, climate change. That's the most dangerous thing. Well, if that is the most dangerous thing, why is it that the rest of the world doesn't see it as the most dangerous thing? Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Nice to be on.
Well, I guess we can't exercise any common sense here when it comes to climate change or global warming or whatever it is that they want to call it. It's just the fear mongering continues. But, you know, people are just ignoring this. But what they're not realizing by ignoring it is the government, meanwhile, continues to spend all kinds of money. I mean, since this, you know, this idea of chasing windmills like Don Quixote has been occurring regarding, you know, climate change, it's estimated that we've spent something like $5 trillion. Now, this comes from a country that is, what, $32 trillion and counting in debt.
Well, yes, that is all correct. It's not just a waste of money. People have to understand that entire industries are being converted. So our whole electricity system is being converted to windmills and solar panels away from reliable energy that's produced by natural gas and coal. Our entire transport system, our cars are, you know, there are states that are looking to ban internal combustion engine cars. And the government has put EPA regs onto car makers that will force them to convert 2/3 of their fleet to EVs. So it's not just the wasted money, it's that our way of life is actually being transitioned without our consent.
Well, it's so un-American, Kevin. I mean, we're supposed to be the home of the free, right? Land of the free, home of the brave. And now we're being dictated by this totalitarian government that says, thou wilt do this because we see it being for your good. But there's no evidence that it's for our good. I mean, you have to rely on the likes of John Kerry, who lacks credibility from the get-go, and Al Gore on top of that. And let's throw in a teenager, too, you know, who's yelling and screaming at us, you know, that the world is going to come apart and we're killing her. I mean, this is just outlandish. And they've hijacked, and I don't know, Kevin, when it's going to be just to a point where the people just say, hell no, I've had it. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me that there has never really been a public debate on this issue. There's never been an attempt to convince the public and get this passed through Congress or through laws or referendums or anything like that. You know, not only do we not have any voice in these policies as voters, increasingly, we now have no voice as consumers. We're losing our choice about what we can buy, what sort of appliances we can own, what sort of cars we can drive, where our electricity comes from. So this is something that is, you know, being foisted upon us by so-called experts. but it's not anything that they ever put to a public debate or attempted to convince the public that they were right.
Well, the way the system is set up, Kevin, they don't have to. I mean, they got bureaucrats. They've got, you know, longstanding bureaucrats in position, regulators, and they've been empowered to interpret whatever congressional law they're standing on. And meanwhile, Congress doesn't come back and say, hey, whoa, wait a minute. You know, that's not what we meant. But it doesn't work that way anymore. I mean, this isn't a democratic republic. This is a government of the deep state, the administrative state that tells us, you know, when to jump and how high, right?
Well, you know, the courts have actually taken action. So there's something called a major questions doctrine. And in West Virginia versus EPA, the Supreme Court did rule that the administrative state does not have the authority to just create rules and laws like this if Congress didn't authorize them. The problem is that these court cases take a long time, and the administrative state, every time that they get checked, they come up with a new regulation that then has to move through the court system again.
One more time. Exactly. Yeah, it's like a cockroach that just keeps, you know, growing new heads every time you kill it. It's unbelievable. And meanwhile, you know, the consumers are having to endure the pain and suffering and the cost of their theoretical ideas. Because, you know, the reason they don't bring it up to debate, because, Kevin, they don't have the facts. If they had the facts, it would be simple. It's just like, okay, here you go. 1 + 1 = 2. Here it is. It's pretty academic. They don't have that.
Well, that is correct. And what we've seen is that any scientist that disputes the climate narrative is ostracized. Their funding is cut off. They're not allowed to publish. In some cases, they lose their job. And this ensures that there really can't be a debate.
Well, you've got a situation where, you know, as you wrote several weeks back in Epoch Times, that based on the testimony from two scientists from MIT and Princeton, the EPA could be leading America into disastrous waters with its new plan to impose CO2 emission limits on power generators, just for example. And for these scientists, I mean, these are brave scientists. These people must be pretty well-heeled because they're not relying on any kind of funding. Because as we know, just to your point, is, you know, our taxes are being paid for really not very objective studies on this issue. And they've got their own little secret cabal, their administrative minions who work on their behalf. They write up papers and then they quote these papers that are prejudiced and that they paid for with our money, which is just absurd.
Yeah, that is the case. And in addition to that, not only are they challenging the conclusions that support this whole climate narrative, they point out the benefits of CO2. So, for example, we've seen a greening of the planet. Agriculture thrives on CO2. Plants thrive on it. Our agriculture has become much more efficient, you know, as there's been more CO2 in the atmosphere. But in addition to that, half the world is fed on agriculture that comes from synthetic fertilizer, which is a derivative of natural gas. So if we're talking about eliminating fossil fuels, we're suddenly going to have to realize that there will not be enough food to feed about half of the population of the Earth. So these are the benefits that we get from CO2, and those are never mentioned.
Do you think the rest of the world kind of understands this and just kind of letting Joe Biden and the Democrats just act like knuckleheads? And they're just going, okay, fine, all right, you know, go ahead.
There's one country that does it. I don't think the West does. We've seemed to have bought the narrative. But Sri Lanka implemented all of these UN regs on banning the import of synthetic fertilizers, and they immediately went into famine, and the countries overturned their government as a result of it. Countries that are not going down the climate change path are China, India, Russia. They're not buying this narrative at all. China is aggressively building coal-fired plants. So
exactly.
It's really just the United States and the West that are buying this narrative, and we are increasingly getting a smaller contribution to CO2 emissions anyway. It's all coming from China at this point. They are the leading emitter of CO2.
I was going to say, you know, combined, those three countries, what is their emission rate? Do you have an idea?
China is currently the largest emitter. Put the three of them together. I'm not sure what the percentage is. I don't have those figures. But they are growing in terms of their use of coal-fired plants and things like this. So they're using the energy that they have that they can get cheaply, and that's right. reliable to them.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Kevin Stockland on the other side. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Pakistan are facing extreme religious persecution. A recent report revealed that aggressive crowds have been burning the homes of Christians and destroying church buildings. Unfortunately, this type of persecution is commonplace in many countries around the world. As this wave of violence continues throughout Pakistan and surrounding regions, many Christians are finding comfort in the global community of like-minded believers. The Tide radio broadcasts and other media outreaches connect listeners to the tangible body of Christ, providing prayer, encouragement, and support from around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan and other regions of the world where lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Just what you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the investigative reporter from Epoch Times, Kevin Stockland, continues with us. Kevin, just to kind of summarize what we talked about in the first segment regarding, this. I don't know what to call it anymore. It is just it's so ironic that we have a government that was so concerned about what they called misinformation, and here they are. They become the purveyors of misinformation. They are the ones that are trying to dictate to everybody. Somehow, we are choking back the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people, and we're going to be told by a minority number of people, probably less than 100 people, that somehow they've determined to know better. And when you look at, you know, their success record, their batting average, whether we're talking COVID or even on this issue of climate, they don't have a great, you know, batting percentage. Why should we even give them place and listen to them?
Well, and the answer is we shouldn't, but these policies are being forced upon us. So we're going to start experiencing this in terms of the appliances we can buy, in terms of the cars we can drive, in terms of the price of energy that we pay, our electric bills, and then probably, you know, the concept of rolling blackouts is going to become commonplace in the U.S. as our electric system becomes less reliable. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start experiencing this firsthand.
Exactly. Well, and what happens if something, God forbid, gets exacerbated because Kim Jong-un decides to fire off a, you know, an EMT attack, which could be imminent?
Well, you know, it doesn't even necessarily take that. You know, we're very vulnerable to our electric system, and more of our lives are being pushed out of the grid, our cars, our home heating, everything else. And that system is becoming less reliable as they're being forced to retire coal plants and gas-fired plants and mm-hmm. put in new production that's dependent on the weather. So yeah. We saw rolling blackouts in North Carolina over Christmas. We experienced them in Tennessee over Christmas. California, Texas have obviously had them.
Exactly.
So this is going to become more and more the norm for us.
Right. And I thought it was quite rich the other day. I don't know if you saw that that report from Energy Secretary Granholm. She took her little troop, her four-car, you know, cavalcade to the southeast and had some interesting experiences in just trying to recharge her electric vehicles, right?
I mean, that is a story that we're hearing more and more. We had a friend of ours who took their son to a neighboring city for a soccer match and mm-hmm. was forced to spend the night because their car miscalculated the juice that it had left, and they had to spend the night charging the car. I had to sleep in a hotel that night. So this story is being heard more and more.
Well, you have the CEO of Ford, right? He takes that hefty 150 electric vehicle. He said, okay, I'm going to take it cross-country. He didn't get too far. I think he had to call an Uber, you know, to come and get him. You know, it was, you know, this stuff. And I get this. I mean, and I'm not trying to be so satirical about it, only as much as that we have to have some reality and common sense in all this stuff, is that we're ill-prepared. We don't have an infrastructure to handle this. And as you say, as we continue to put more pressure on the grid, that can't even handle what it has now, and we're going to go along with you know, the leadership of this country that seems to be disconnected from reality in saying, oh yeah, we're all going to be driving electric vehicles that we can't afford. So basically you're going and we can't even deliver. I think they can only deliver maybe 10-15% to the population electric vehicles. So the rest of us are going to be stuck. We're all going to go Amish, Kevin. We're have buggies and horses. I think that's
what people don't seem to realize. I was speaking with a gentleman at the NERC, which regulates reliability of the electric utilities in the U.S. Mm-hmm. He said your average EV takes 2.5 times as much electricity to charge as your home air conditioning unit. And we all know that peak demand comes in the summer when people are using their home air conditioning units to cool their homes. So this is 2.5 times that much for one EV.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about.
And in order to get that, where do you get that power? Where does that power originate from?
Well, very often that originates from fossil fuels.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, there we are again. Okay. Well, this is how crazy this is. We got about 5 minutes left. I do want to talk about what's going on at Duke Energy. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a utility that's getting a little bit of heat because they're looking to hike everybody's electric bills about 20% over the next couple of years to pay for their transition to wind and solar. They also want to build out a charging network, and all of the bills for this is going through to the customers. You know, while the CEO just had a 30% wage hike, she's up now north of $20 million a year.
Wow.
The background to this is that utilities in the U.S. are increasingly being bought, shares in them are being bought by big asset managers, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. And the NERC just allowed an exception that these big asset managers can own more than 20% each in public utilities. So they're buying them up. These utilities are aggressively retiring coal plants that are perfectly functional, in some cases gas-fired plants as well that are perfectly functional. They're spending hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars to build out wind and solar, and then, of course, all of the transmission lines to connect shores to where they need to use that electricity, and consumers are getting the bill for this.
Kevin, let's pretend here, let's say they get all this built out, okay, and here they've spent all the people's money because they're charging, in this case, Duke Energy is charging the consumer back, which is interesting because Duke Energy has a monopoly, right, there in the Carolinas, North Carolina, and so as such, that should be their responsibility. It shouldn't be something that's foisted on the consumer, but, you know, we can debate that issue later. The main point is that let's just say they do all this. What's the end result of all this infrastructure that they build up? Will they even possibly be able to answer the electrical needs of its consumers?
Well, you're still going to need a backup energy source for when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining.
Yeah, we did learn that the hard way, didn't we?
Yeah, so you're going to need something that you can turn on and off. Well, currently the technology that we have that does that is coal and gas. You know, nuclear certainly can fill that gap, but you don't want to be turning nuclear plants on and off at will. That just doesn't happen. So you're having to build a dual system, one that you operate, you know, when the weather cooperates, and the other one that you operate when it doesn't. And so you're basically doubling the cost of infrastructure for power. It's just really insanity. They were asked, what is going to be the cost of this? What will be the cost for you to actually do this transition? And the answer was, we don't know.
Wow.
So we don't know what the cost of this is going to be. We don't know what the benefits are actually going to be in terms of, you know, reducing the temperature around the globe. That's not calculated either. All we know is that we need to do this.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? That's a silly answer. All we know is that we have to do this. You don't have the answers, but we have to do that. I mean, that's not very intellectual, right? I mean, that's just someone is just flat out stupid that you would do this and say such a thing. And it's like, I think when people come up with statements like that, they just ought to be fired on the spot. Because you don't want everybody else to be thinking this kind of stuff. Because, see, this whole thing, Kevin, at least from my purview, you've been around this, you've been real close, and you've studied this deeply. But, again, this is one of those theoretical windmill adventures that are being done by modern-day Don Quixotes. And it's all on theory. And God forbid that you ask them, say, okay, lay this out. And it's amazing because, you see, I grew up in a business world that, yeah, you could talk theoretically, but at some point you had to come to conclusion. You had to say, okay, here's the model. This is what it's going to do. And then if they gave you a chance to actually work on that model, then there were benchmarks along the way that gave encouragement to the investors and everybody else that, hey, we're on the right track and we're going to see something at the end of this adventure, right?
It's looking a little bit more like a cult than it is any sort of scientific exercise.
That's really the bottom line, isn't it? I mean, as bizarre as that is, and people might say, well, it's not, you know, traditionally a religious thing, but in some sense it seems that way, Kevin, and it's quite disturbing for everybody. So anyway, again, I thank you. Kevin Stockland is a senior investigative reporter at the Epoch Times. Great job there, Kevin. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Take care.
You got it.
Sponsored by Meta. Back to school season is here, and whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is the perfect time of year to work with your teens to set guidelines for social media. With new tools from Instagram, parents can support their teens to have positive, supportive experiences on social media. Quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries. On Instagram, encourage regular breaks from scrolling with Take a Break. Turn on hidden words, and comments and DMs containing emojis, words, or phrases selected by your teen will be hidden. Teens can use restrict to protect themselves from bullies without them ever knowing. Dana Gelbert is head of global policy programs at Instagram.
Our family center helps families and teens build balanced online habits. With supervision tools, parents can help their teens use settings like daily time limits and be notified if a change is made to those settings.
For more information, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
USA News Update. An angry mob broke into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office yesterday, disrupting official government business. Seven were arrested after getting on their knees and shouting and demanding more money be put into PEPFAR. That is the HIV/AIDS relief program. The money for the global AIDS program ends September 30th, unless reauthorized. Speaker McCarthy was not injured in the incident. The biggest tech monopoly trial since the Department of Justice challenged Microsoft more than 20 years ago is set to begin today. The trial is a chance for the Department of Justice to prove it can bring a successful anti-monopoly case in the modern digital age to Google. The case is expected to last 10 weeks. No flack can be given today because it is National Video Games Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You know, it's been said that you can't give what you don't have, right? Well, in a part five of the Receive series, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader Jeff Kemp, he asked the key starting point question. You know, can we define and deliver love? Maybe this is what has us searching and looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, in our heart of hearts, we know there is a difference from the fake and the real. And I guess that's what keeps us searching, you know, for, you know, some might say, Jeff Kemp, you know, for some of us romantics, forever romantics, love just, you know, our pursuit of love will never die.
No, or maybe it's what Bono says with you, too, that I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Right, exactly.
That might apply to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I haven't found the complete perfect appropriation of what I'm looking for, which is love and acceptance and approval and security. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely, and so have you, found the reliable source of love and acceptance and approval and security. And that's the God that made us and fixed all our problems by sending Jesus. So,
amen.
Yeah, if we're talking about love, I think one of the biggest problems is the society doesn't define it well, just like a lot of mm-hmm. our words.
Yes.
For feeling, it's something you fall into. And if you fall into love, you can also fall out of love. And there's a powerful definition of love that love is to will and want what is best for another, and to do what is best for another at a price to yourself. And just think of it. Jesus willed best for us.
Yeah.
He wanted best for us. He did what was best for us, and he paid the highest price to do it.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Mark Merrill says that the opposite of love isn't hate. Hate is the opposite of affection. The opposite of love is selfishness.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that when you look at love, you run two parallel tracks. You run the human idea of love, which is, phileo love. It's that which responds to the limited senses of our humanity. And then you have the agape love, which is that supernatural love that only originates from God. And every once in a while, Jeff, I feel that God allows us to get a glimpse of that that agape love. And we wish that we could, it could be sustained in us, because in those moments of glory and a heightened awareness of what it could be, like what you're talking about, it is spectacular. And, but it's just, you know, and it's not to offer an excuse. It's just to say this is the conflict in which we live. And especially those of us, who are of, committed to our faith. And are pursuing Jesus and wanting to, and asking Jesus every day to renew our minds and to die of ourselves and live more for Him. And in this pursuit, in this higher calling, for righteousness, because the fact of the matter is that love is anemic in our world, and it's clearly obvious. And it will be love that will, and it's God's love that will deliver us, not human love that will deliver us, right?
Yeah. The Jesus said that the love you show for each other is what will show people that God is real. And the love we show in our marriage when it's hard, when a woman's going through menopause, when a man's career is tanking, is confidence is low, he's not behaving well, is his wife still in there loving him? When illness comes along, during the tough chapters with little kids and a lot of bills and busy schedule, and a couple isn't getting their date nights in, can they still say, you know what, I'm committed, and I'll love even when I don't feel love coming back. I'll be the initiator of this love. But honestly, geez, that's so hard to do if you do not have a power source of love greater than yourself.
You got to have that in the plan. You got to have that in the plan, Jeff. Because, like you said, it's easy to be distracted. Kids get sick, surprises happen, you lose your job, and everything else. But if you don't have the fundamentals down to be able to say, honey, let's get back to first principles. Let's get back, some would say, let's get back on our knees. Whatever it is, whatever it takes to get you back to say, okay, let's not lose our head over this and lose sight of what the objective is here for our family, right?
Exactly. Love is choosing to do what's best for another at a price to yourself. But the power to do it is from Jesus. And he is the definition of that agape love. It's initiating and sacrificial, unconditional love. That's why I think my wife and I always urge couples, and we've had more friction than most couples because we're very, very, very different and very strong leader personalities, but different in every other way.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never let ourselves joke about the divorce word.
Yeah.
We've never called each other names. You got to draw a line that we are on the same team. And when you hit the tough patches, when you get an ugly argument, you got to remember that the enemy right at that moment is not your spouse.
Yes,
the enemy
right.
is Satan. He wants mm-hmm. to divide God's people. He wants to divide marriage. He wants to divide the Christian church. He wants to divide humans by race or category, a socioeconomic thing. God's into unity based mm-hmm. upon the love of Jesus. So you tap back into Christ's love. You say, God, I need more of your help. Thank you for what you did, proven love for me. And then you do have a game plan. Hey, let's go to a marriage retreat. Sign up for the weekend to remember by Family Life. Get away and invest in your marriage. Take a special date every week, even if you don't have the money for a date. Take a walk, play a game, turn out the lights and light candles and have a romantic evening. Invest in your marriage and maybe even get a mentor couple who could help you along, who's been down the road a ways. We used to do that for young couples, is mentor mm-hmm. them along and just let them have their tough conversations with our help in our living room.
Wow. Yeah, that's and it's important, to get that out. Otherwise, it festers. And the thing is also to bring it back to center, just as you said, is that your wife's not your enemy. and that you need to, you know, be able to understand that, look, at we're both human beings. We're both humanoids. We're fallen people. Nobody's perfect at any given point in all this. And if we can appreciate the imperfection of one another and still love each other through that, then that'll help, you know, go a long way in getting through, you know, some of these bumps that are inevitable. I mean, it just comes with the process. I mean, after all, look what happened. You know, the first institution that was attacked in the Garden of Eden.
It was marriage.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, Jesus was described as the fullness of truth and the fullness of love. It says in the book of John, he was full of grace and truth. So when you look at how the Bible describes love, it describes it as grace. And if we can tap into the grace and the forgiveness and the unconditional agape love of Jesus, then we can remember that in our marriage, in this tough season, I need to demonstrate grace. And you just said it, Bill, that she's imperfect, you're imperfect. Her background is imperfect. There's some wounds and flaws. And like 30% of women have been sexually molested or abused in their childhood today.
Right.
Men, it's close to 10 or 15%. People have been exposed to pornography. They've gotten false ideas of how to consume the sexual pleasure from their spouse, which makes someone feel used. These things cause hurt. These things cause emotional pain. What's going to fix it? Definitely you want to go get help. But
yes.
Grace. Yeah. You have to show grace for one another. And remember, she's not my enemy. He's not my enemy. Satan's the enemy. And I say this politically. The culture is dividing over ideology. And we have a internet and digital version of news that gets skewed to only see what you want and make the worst to the other side. And it's dividing us. We need grace for those who are carrying out policies that we disagree with. We can vehemently disagree with those policies.
Exactly.
But not to attack the person. That would divide the culture.
Right, without a doubt.
Culture.
Jeff, 10 seconds left. Where can they go for more information and to connect with you?
Go to jeffkempteam.com and get a friendship tool and learn more about love.
God bless you, Jeff Kemp. Thank you, sir.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for the Good News Girl. Samantha Mao joins us now. Hey, Sam, how we doing? Sam, are you there? Okay, where we dropped her? Well, as long as we don't drop Paxi. We can't drop Paxi. It's always fun. You just never know. It gets to be a barrel of monkeys sometimes, you know. It's just what it is, you know. Because you just can't take life all that seriously. There she is. She's back. Okay. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay. You know, he says you dropped this. And I said, well, as long as it wasn't Paxi, we're okay. You know, so you know we don't drop Paxi. Ain't gonna happen here. Hey, let's talk this first story. I think it's quite interesting. You got a California Costco employee returns an envelope with nearly $4,000 to a customer. Now, I was just thinking, if that was the IRS or some government official, that person would have never seen that $4,000, right?
Oh, geez. Or at least they would have taken a chunk. They've taken like what, 30% or 40%.
Oh, well, no, anymore. They just confiscate that money, and then they let you, you know, deal with them for years to try to reclaim it. So so here we are. You know, we got this movement going on. So this honest Costco employee. See, this does happen. So this customer just had to be blown away.
That's right. So it's a California Costco employee named John Sotelo. He actually works in the city of Clovis.
Uh-huh.
Last month, he was putting away a couple cases of water, and then he saw on one of the pallets there was an envelope with $3,940 in it.
Whoa.
And so he immediately grabs it. Doesn't hesitate. He takes it, runs to his managers, and he's like, you know, I found all this money. Obviously, this money is very important to somebody. They were probably on their way to use it somewhere.
Yes, people don't probably a rent payment or something or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
So what they do, and I think this is pretty cool, they end up looking on the surveillance cameras and using the member ID for when the person checked out and figuring out who it was. And it turned out, I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. He's excited.
Yeah, so it turned out he was so quick to ask that the customer was still there.
Mm-hmm.
The customer was still there outside, and they were able to return it. And, you know, he had actually made it his goal last month to become Employee of the Month, and I think he might be Employee of the Year is what I think.
I think so. This is great. So the person hadn't even left the building. The person was even aware that he had lost the money?
No,
the
it
customer?
Turned out it was for his kid's school, so it was an important
thing
that they were making it.
Oh,
my goodness. And I just think about, you know, how long it can take you to earn that much money and set it aside. It's like, oh man, your heart just drops, you know, at the and you're just so thankful that somebody like John Sotelo that found it.
Well, exactly. And the manager, I mean, because that took a team effort, you know, to, you know, look at the, you know, video, the surveillance, and realize that it was something that just happened recently. And so before this person could even be in high anxiety, could you imagine getting home and going to pay? Well, no, wait a minute. There's an envelope here and looking all over the place and not being able to find it. You know, that person, you know, was deprived of that anxiety. Thank God, because that would have been that would have ruined a lot of days, I would think, in the process. So, well, congratulations and God bless them for doing that.
I'm convinced that's one reason people don't carry cash around, because, you know, if there's like an accidental charge or a charge like that on your credit card, you can call the company and say, hey, you know, that wasn't me. Like, you can dispute it, but
right,
if
exactly.
cash is gone, you can't prove it was yours, and you don't know where it is. It doesn't have a tracker, and, you know, cash has its own benefits, but this is one of the risks.
Well, yeah, exactly, without a doubt. Well, this next story is about a firefighter that climbs down a 10-foot manhole. Oy. This gives me claustrophobia just thinking about it. Crawls 30 feet to rescue a kitten from a storm drain. I mean, I'd be really thinking twice. I mean, are we doing this for a child? Oh, a kitten. A kitten? This has been tough. Well, God bless him anyway. For the sake of a kitten, a kitten is saved, right?
That's right. So Hunter Ware, he was actually called by he's on the Bader Fire Department, and they got a phone call from the police department saying that there was a kitten stuck in a drain, according to some Walmart employees.
Help me out here just a minute, Sam. I mean, and I don't know. It seems bizarre to me that here we are in the 21st century. We have first responders. Their important job is to do. And I mean, I remember in the old days growing up, you know, you would have firemen going up in trees and saving cats and doing that kind of stuff. And you're thinking, that's a lot of money, you know, to be asking a public servant to go climbing up a tree to go get your picking cat, you know?
That's true. And he said, don't do that as much as you think anymore.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, like what is going on here? You know, go save this kitten that's in a storm drain. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too practical, so forgive me.
But it's a kitten, you know. You hear those sweet little meows, and
I get that, but I'm just thinking, you know, do we need? You know, I'm surprised with all this stuff that's been going on in all these communities. You know, defunding police and trying to, you know, reform different services within our city. If we don't have a special division of, you know, cat and dog saving, you know, animal services or something.
That's right. You know, it's like, hey, they call fire department instead of animal control. But
yeah, why? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, animal control just go down and shoot the thing or something, you know. He's going, no, that's not control. You know, we want to retrieve it, okay? So back off a little bit. I'm just kidding. But go ahead. So anyway, so here you've got a fire. I don't know. It just seemed bizarre to me that you'd call a firefighter to go and rescue a kitten.
He said it's actually a pretty common thing, like during the heat wave, that cats are getting trapped in the sewers. So instead of being in the trees, like, you know, you always think of the fire department rescuing a cat in a tree. He's like, that's not really something we do as often anymore, but you do find them down here because it's so hot outside. You know, they try to get safe. And unfortunately, this little kitten got stuck, so he ended up climbing 10 feet through a manhole and then 30 feet into a drain, which I agree would be how willing am I to go in there in general? But thank goodness, you know, we have these hero firefighters who, you know, are heroes every day. And this is just one cute example. So he goes in there, grabs the kitten, and another firefighter is rescuing it. So just another reason to appreciate the firefighters, you know, in our communities. I know.
Exactly. Yeah, they serve and they save cats too. I guess maybe that's it. Serving the community and we save cats. That might
that's
be
right.
an added line, you know, on the fire trucks, right? Exactly. Exactly. You know, I saw the story about this next one. I was reading about this the other day. This 7-year-old, 2.95 carat diamond at Arkansas Crater of Diamonds Park. You know,
that's
this is
right.
something that only Hunter Biden wished would happen to him, I guess. I don't know. But he has other ways to find diamonds. But for a 7-year-old, my goodness, you know, that's how do you do this? I mean, he probably didn't even know what he won.
That's right. Well, Aspen Brown, so she went to Arkansas State Park, and it was actually her birthday. So, you know, so she's sitting there with her dad and her grandma, and she went to sit down to rest for a minute, and she went and sat by the big rocks, and then the next thing she knew, that, you know, she's running over to her dad, like, "Dad, I found..." So apparently there are just diamonds sitting around. And
God, really?
I'm like, yeah. You know, I think I need to go there on my next vacation, because it's the second one found this year. I was like,
unbelievable.
You don't have to go mining for these?
Yeah, exactly. Just sit there and hatch it, I guess, you know?
That's right. So apparently there was a 3.29 carat one found earlier this year. But I just think that's pretty amazing. Can you imagine on your seventh birthday? I mean, that's bigger than most of us get on our engagement days.
And yeah, I would think. Yeah, exactly. And probably by the time she's ready to get engaged, it'll probably be, you know, maybe she can hang on to it, but and use it for that possibly. I don't know, but still. So what is there? Is there any kind of liability? I mean, again, the IRS is probably lurking around. Well, you know, you got a 3-carat diamond ring here, you know, or diamond, you know. I gotta get my cut out of this. Is there any
cut it as you leave?
Yeah, exactly. Is there any tax implication on this, or you just get to walk out with this thing?
You know, I didn't read anything about there being a tax implication, but that'd be something I'd look into. Because
yeah, they're probably gonna storm the house. They got guns now. They got guns and ammo. The IRS is gonna storm the house. They're gonna want their piece of that 3-carat diamond. Yeah, we probably shouldn't even promote this. Did we say 7-year-old girl? No, I think it was a 80-year-old woman. It wasn't a 7-year-old girl. We're going to expose her here. Oh my God! This
oh my
is just
goodness!
Nuts, huh? Well, this next story is about you say the dog man. What, a 70-year-old gives treats to dozens of dogs every morning, huh?
That's right.
And they call him, and he's known as the dog man.
That's right. He's been doing it since 2010. George Kakar, he walks 5 miles in a loop from Bay Village to Rocky River every day, and he's actually on his way to get chocolate milk. He started doing that in 2004 for his health, and then somewhere around 2010, he started kind of, like, really getting into greeting some of the dogs on his path. He worked his way up to 20 to 40 dogs a day, and then back in 2010, he started giving treats to every dog he saw, so he knows all their names and their histories and their background, and he's just become a local celebrity, and I just love it.
He's walking with all this added weight of dog biscuits, right, for 40 dogs. I mean, it's like, wow. Crazy.
I just picture, like, when he, gets to heaven and there's all these dogs waiting for
him. Oh, I bet. What a reception. I mean, and you imagine, these dogs, they look forward to him every day. He looks forward to seeing these dogs. He knows their name, you know, like you say. And this is, dogs love this. They're social animals. And they say that sometimes this is where dogs get upset, is that people, when they ignore them, sometimes, right, you know, the dog... Sometimes, the post office, postman will go by and not acknowledge the dog, that they found that this upsets the animals, that they appreciate being, being acknowledged. So this is cool that he does that. He more than acknowledges them. He feeds them a biscuit. Well, that's very cool.
That's right. I'm wondering if they spread the word, so everywhere he goes, everybody recognizes George.
I'm sure they do.
It's obvious.
She's the good news girl. Thanks, Sam.
By the institutions we used to trust, the mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final...